The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald caused something of a stir this week when she refused to rule out running for the presidency. Political parties are beginning their selection process, but so far no candidates have formally declared. Our reporter Adele McAllister has been looking back at the turbulent campaigns of recent decades and speaking to some previous contenders about why potential candidates might be reluctant to come forward.
I wish to make it clear that the decision to make available the text of portion of the interview was taken with great reluctance.
October 1990, in a dramatic press conference, plays a recording of presidential candidate Brian Lenihan Sr. admitting calling President Hillary in an effort to persuade him to refuse to dissolve the Dáil.
And Mr. Hoy.
Yes.
And did any of the phone calls get through to the President straight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got through to him. I remember talking to him.
Lenihan insisted he hadn't made the call, and his changing story derailed his presidential campaign.
I'm absolutely certain, on mature recollection at this stage, that I did not ring President Hillary, and I want to put
that
my
presidential campaign, like the ones to follow, had other dramatic moments, including this one from then Minister Patrick Flynn talking about candidate and later President Mary Robinson.
She was pretty well constructed for this campaign by her handlers, the Labour Party and the Workers' Party. Of course, it doesn't always suit if you get labelled a socialist, because that's a very narrow focus in this country. So she has to try and have it both ways. She has her new clothes and her new look and her new hairdo, and she has the new interest in family, being a mother and all that kind of thing.
But even going way back, presidential campaigns have been personal by nature, according to Professor of Politics at UCC, Teresa Reedy.
Presidential campaigns have always been intense. Personal. If we look back to the early ones, these were really often replays of the Civil War, and you had very divisive campaigning and personalised attacks on candidates. Probably the ones involving Éamon de Valera are the kind of best examples of this, and there were lots of allegations that de Valera was trying to set himself up as a dictator, and some of that had its roots in the debates on the Constitution.
18 of the 29 members attended, and Dana.
Fast forward to 1997. And Mary McAleese would win as Fianna Fáil's nominee, but independents like Dana began to enter the race, using county councils to nominate them for the first time.
They have opened the process and they have given a voice to the people of Ireland, and we have proved on this day that is so monumental, a day when the peace talks are beginning in the north.
The big difference in 97 is the councils use their nominating route, and you have additional candidates coming in from the outside, really significant figures from civil and society organisations. And I think one of the difficulties for people who are coming into politics at the very highest level is, if you haven't lived your entire career in politics, that level of scrutiny is really intense.
In the turbulent 2011 campaign, a false tweet broadcast on a TV debate derailed the campaign of Sean Gallagher, resulting in an apology and damages being paid by RTE to the businessman. Another early front runner, former Senator David Norris, blamed elements of the media for sabotaging his campaign. Other candidates, such as Chernobyl campaigner A.D. Roach and Special Olympics organiser Mary Davis, also faced bruising campaigns.
And of course, I am particularly grateful to the more than million people who have said that I am...
Michael D. Higgins would go on to win and seek a second term. Senator and mental health campaigner Joan Freeman contested the 2018 race. She recalls another rough contest.
I think a lot of the campaigns over the years, the presidential campaigns over the years, can be extremely brutal and extremely bruising. And I think that everybody that goes into it knows that they're up against it, certainly from traditional media and from social media. And the thing is, while it's absolutely correct that the media should challenge candidates, should question them, should make them accountable, but I think also that they should hear their story, and that they should not try to slash their character or their personality, but to see what are they offering.
As of now, there are no candidates declared, many perhaps watching and waiting to see who else might end up in the field.
Well, I mean, I declared fairly early on because I thought Michael D. Higgins wasn't going to run for the presidency again. If I had known he was going, and that sounds, a little bit You know, as if I'm a little bit bitter there, and I'm not one bit. I absolutely get why candidates don't put their name forward, because they are exposing themselves to be bruised and brutalised. So I really wanted to do it, you know, to say that I was running for it fairly early on, knowing that I was going to come across lots of you know, dissatisfaction and all that sort of thing. But I wanted to go around the country. I wanted to go around and meet people and hear them and listen to what they wanted to say, what they were looking for. So the fact that we have nobody declaring themselves now, I mean, in theory, I don't blame them. They'll probably wait to the last minute before they do put their names up.
And that was Joan Freeman ending that report from Adele McAllister. For more, let's have a word with our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, will you bring us up to date with where the parties are at in selecting their candidates?
Well, the Fine Gael process is underway. The nominations are open and it's expected Sean Kelly and Mairead McGuinness will put their names forward. But I suppose, crucially, you won't have an official announcement there until September. When it comes to Sinn Féin, that debate is still ongoing, despite what Mary Lou MacDonald and was saying this week that she couldn't rule anything out, even herself running. They still have to decide whether they're going to go with a United Left candidate or pick someone from their own ranks. For Fianna Fáil, this is an issue that's going to be dealt with in late August. There is a view that the party leadership would be happy enough to sit this one out, although others in the party say that they have to run a candidate this time. Among the other parties, there will be discussions in the next 48 hours or so that include Labour, the Social Democrats, Solidarity, PBP, around picking a candidate of the left. Now, significantly in the last hour, the independent TD Brian Stanley has come out and called on all left-wing parties. He says that includes Sinn Féin to get behind one single person. He said that person should be the independent TD, Catherine Connolly. I think if you were to look to someone who has numbers and who at this point, albeit in the realms of speculation, who you think could well be a candidate, you'd have to say that as things stand, is Catherine Connolly.
As we were hearing there in Adele's report, independents tend to put themselves forward quite early because they have to campaign for a nomination. We've seen them in the past, you know, having to go around the country seeking out councillors. Are any other independent names emerging?
Well, a few names probably have been mentioned, some people who are not interested in it. One is Tom Clonan, who was regarded as a viable candidate by many in Leinster House. I suppose Frances Black is someone whose name was mentioned in the early part of the campaign, but she making it clear that she thinks there's a very slim chance indeed that she will contest. Others, like previous runners, including Peter Casey, also being mentioned. What is significant this time is that I think you do have a clear line from the bigger parties that they won't be backing independent candidates in the same way through the council route this time. So that would make the job more difficult. And of course, when it comes to getting the 20 across the Oireachtas, the 20 signatures there, that in itself is quite an arduous task as well for an independent who might be coming to the political scene cold.
One other thing, Micheál, we were talking earlier about Gaza, and I know that in the Dáil at Leaders' Questions this afternoon, politicians have been raising this problem with seriously ill children who were due to be treated here, having difficulty getting access to the country. What's the story at the moment?
Yeah, there seems to be a very strong difference of opinion between opposition and maybe even parts of government on this particular question. The Taoiseach was asked about it by the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, who said that there are 18 children and the hospitals and the medics here are ready to treat them if they can be brought here. Now, she said there is a delay over what she termed bureaucratic wrangling. Now, the Taoiseach insisted there is no delay and, in fact, government will allow more members of these children's families to travel with them. And he said there are no current visa applications that need to be processed. Very strong words, though, from the Sinn Féin leader saying that there is a good chance if this runs until the autumn, and there's some indications that they may not come here till the autumn, that those children could die. That leading to a fairly sharp riposte from the Taoiseach, who said, why wouldn't government want to bring children here for treatment? It is a commitment that they would bring 30, and 12 have already been treated. And he's accused Sinn Féin of trying to sow doubts about the bona fides of government and what is a humanitarian issue.
Micheál, thank you. That was our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.